Buzz sees the difference. Story by Carmel Riley. Illustrated by Karen Young. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Peace Conference. Buzz and Zip were at the beach when the president of Planet Zero rang.
I need you to represent Planet Zero at the Peace Conference on Planet 7,
he told them.
Peace Conference?
Said Buzz.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't really like...
Yes, sir, said Zip, cutting off Buzz.
That sounds great. We'll get ready right away.
Two days later, Buzz and Zip landed their spaceship at the conference center on Planet 7. Buzz grabbed Zip's arm.
Look at that,
he said, pointing to a four-headed representative from Planet Drill.
Shh,
said Zip. But Buzz wasn't listening. He was now looking at a strange, thin creature.
That one's ugly,
he said.
Will you be quiet? Zip hissed. Everyone is different around here.
Chapter 2. Strange Creatures. Buzz and Zip followed the crowd across a square to a huge hall.
I think I need something to eat,
Buzz said as they were about to go inside.
Buzz, this is a peace conference, said Zip. You need to start thinking about what we've all got in common.
Not much by the look of them,
said Buzz, who was always in a bad mood when he was hungry. Buzz found a food stand run by the representatives from Planet Juno. The food looked very strange, but tasted quite good. Buzz took his food to the other side of the square and sat down next to a wall. He was happy to be away from the crowds. Suddenly, he heard a voice coming from the other side of the wall.
Have you seen how hideous most of them are?
It whispered.
Just think how much better they'll look when we blow them up.
Chapter 3. The Bomb. Buzz froze. Finally, very quietly, he slowly peered around the corner. He saw two of the representatives from Planet Bang. Buzz popped his head back and sat very still.
We'd better get out of here. That bomb is set to go off in 10 minutes,
said one of the representatives.
Okay, let's go,
laughed the other. Buzz waited until they had gone. Then he leapt up and raced into the hall. As he ran in, he tripped on the stairs and tumbled down. He made so much noise and everyone stared at him. Finally, Buzz found his seat next to Zip.
Don't panic, but there's a bomb in here,
he whispered. Zip looked at him and shook his head.
As if I believe that. You would do anything to get out of being here, wouldn't you?
Buzz could tell Zip would never believe him. There was only one thing for him to do. He leapt onto his desk and started screaming and waving his arms.
There's a bomb in here! Run!
Within seconds, there was a stampede as everyone rushed for the doors. Chapter 4. Reaching Out. As the hall cleared, Buzz saw the thin, strange creature from earlier. He was still in his seat.
Come on!
Buzz shouted to him. But the creature didn't move. It was wearing a sight and sound headset and hadn't seen or heard what was going on.
Without thinking, Buzz ran down to grab the creature. But as he reached it, he stopped and looked. It really was the ugliest thing Buzz had ever seen. Buzz stood still. He had never touched anything like this creature before. He took a deep breath, reached up, and shook the creature's shoulder. The creature pulled off its headset, looked down at Buzz, and smiled. For some reason, Buzz couldn't help smiling back.
Come on,
he said, holding out one of his hands.
We need to get out of here.
Chapter 5, The Difference. Buzz and the creature dived for cover just as the bomb went off. Bits of brick and dust flew everywhere.
I can't believe someone would bomb a peace conference just because they didn't like the look of us,
the creature said.
I mean, you're hideous, but I'm not going to let it worry me.
Buzz's mouth dropped open. Just then, Zip came towards them. For the first time, Buzz noticed how different Zip was. Zip looked as strange as the creature standing beside him. Well, almost, but not quite. After all, Zip was Buzz's best friend. He couldn't be that different, could he?